Well, the manhunt is over, but questions remain in the shooting death of a U of U student and the manhunt that followed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the latest. Mary?
Well, Tim, it could be another somber day on campus as classes resume today. Dozens gathered last night to pay their respects to Chinwe Guo.
This truly is a really traumatic experience for so many members of our campus. There aren't a lot of things that you can say to make a situation like this better.
The suspect, Austin Boutain, is behind bars this morning. He was found at the Salt Lake City Library yesterday afternoon, somehow slipping through all the police presence around the U. A librarian recognized him. Their security guard got him in the bathroom. Court documents say he admitted to the shooting, said he did intend to take the car, and fired two rounds at a woman as she ran away. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Classes resume today at the U of U, the day after a manhunt ended. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, still some questions about the timeline of what exactly happened Monday night to lead to Chinwe Guo being shot and killed, and then how the suspect, Austin Boutain, got to the downtown library. We're learning a little more about the arrest there.
He was able to see the man come off of the elevator. As soon as he saw that he was far enough away, he real quietly said, "Security, come to level 3.
When they put him in the car, he had a big smile on his face.
The probable cause statement says Boutain admitted to the shooting and firing two rounds at a woman, saying he intended to kill her as she ran away. Last night, students gathered to grieve together. Remember, Guo was a kind young man who was an example to others. Classes resume today at the U. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.